Today's daf is daf kuf nun beit. We're holding in the middle of the sugya of the dinim of the shechit mirah, and we weren't clear because of the psak of Reb Nachman in the particular cases how exactly to interrelate the indication that somebody's mitzaveh machmat mita, which could just come from a comment, like Reb Nachman says, well, she said that she's very worried about never seeing her brother again, and the din of the shechit mirah per se. Now, there's a din of a shechit mirah per se where a person is giving away everything that he owns. That's a shechit mirah total, we said, right? So the shechit mirah total, built into the din of shechit mirah is that he can have harata if he's aimed. Built into the din of shechit mirah b'miktsas is the way we came out, but there's no din of shechit mirah at all. We thought maybe it was a din of shechit mirah, except for this one little point, that since he's caring about recovery, so because of that, he must mean to give this away in any and all circumstances. But as far as the use of the matna shechit mirah, I don't need to make another kinyan. Matna shechit mirah itself is sufficient. Yesterday, it turns out that that's not so poshut. Rav Nachman didn't hold of that. Rav Huna, taina that a mitzava machmat mita requires a separate kinyan. It wasn't clear whether everybody agrees. It requires a separate kinyan. And what we're really doing is by matna shechit mirah b'miktsas is a matnas bori in every sense of the word. Then there was the other shaila of the case where someone had talked his sister into being b'shayeret because of the fact that he wanted to make sure that he would keep it in order that it should appear like a matna shechit mirah b'miktsas. And not only that, he actually had her do a kinyan. So he thought for sure that that guaranteed that he would get it. Because you have both advantages. The matna shechit mirah b'miktsas doesn't chayzer if the person ends up getting well. So he figured even from that he's got it covered. Plus, he also had to give a kinyan. So the kinyan should certainly count as a matnas bari. Nonetheless, Reb Nachman paskened against him. So that the kinyan doesn't change the fact that it was as if there was a built-in tonight that he's being mitzav only machmat mita. So this raises all types of issues about the nature of the matna shechit mirah per se. In other words, in the matna shechit mirah, the person doesn't say beferish that this is only being given al tanai. It's all based on the circumstances. Reb Nachman said you can recreate those circumstances even if it isn't a matna shechit mirah by saying something about the tragedy of not seeing your brother again, whatever it is. So it becomes a mitzvah machmas bisa. But as we mentioned yesterday, if a normal shechit mirah were without doing anything further, the kinya would have been chal, there would have been kiksivim misurim dami, and nonetheless the guy goes out to make a kinya. So what is the purpose of such a kinya? And that very much was the case in which Reb Nachman Paskin, well, I don't care about the kinya. Doesn't change anything. But remember that over there, the Aiden testified to the fact that she was saying, I'm never going to see my brother again. So how about a stam matna shechit mirah, where it's not accompanied by oivei, and the guy goes in and he makes a kinyan? Is that a contradiction to the matna shechit mirah? Is it an addition to the matna shechit mirah? Is it a reaffirmation of the matna shechit mirah? What would be the implication of such a thing? So this, and the truth is, this is the natural question that was raised in your mind, because from the sugya yesterday, because it was not at all clear which elements Reb Nachman is relating to the normal din of shechit mirah, which has to do with the specific case where she was indicating to the Edom that she was mitzava machmat mita. Which really touches on another question that we also mentioned over the past days, and that is, what is the relationship between the umdana element of the shechit mirah and the etzem kinyan of the shechit mirah? In other words, there's two ways of looking at it. We could say that a matna shechit mirah is a takona. It seems to really come out of nowhere. We're allowing a kinyan to be made despite the fact that there was no act of kinyan. So the rabbonim were mishayer that the very standing of the matzev in a shechit mirah is a complete gemiras das, but it's a complete gemiras das that's meant only because of the fact that he's convinced he's going to die. And therefore, by definition, if that's not the case, then he can be chayzer. That's one way of looking at it. But the other way of looking at it is that the only time that the Rabbanan presented a person with an option of such a gift as a matna shechit mirah is as a shechit mirah who dies. And if a shechit mirah doesn't die, it wasn't a matna shechit mirah. It doesn't matter that he doesn't mind that it should be a gift. You want to make it a gift, so don't use Mandash Chiv Mira. Just give it as a gift. Of course, there's a chisaron in giving it as a gift. The chisaron in giving it as a gift is that then it has to be constructed in such a way that if you're in a matzav where you wouldn't be able to do it, such as gesisa and so on, those nechassim you're not going to be able to give over. Because the kinyan you have to do now. You can't do the kinyan later. It's only the Shchiv Mira where the kinyan is actually chal le'achar mitzvah based on what he said before. So then it won't help to say, let's say there's a Shchiv Mira and he says beferish. But lemaisa, I want this guy to be kaina even if I don't die. Even if you don't die, there's no such matana. Unless you want to write a living will, so fine, so call a lawyer. But don't try to use a matna Shchiv Mira to achieve something that can't be achieved with a matna Shchiv Mira. So that isn't very clear. Can we slice the issue into two parts? An undana, that if lemaisa person used a matna Shchiv Mira, but obviously he was being betzava machmas misa, but if there's something that indicates to us that he doesn't mind if it would be permanent, so then that's also good. And then there's the etzer mechanism of a matna Shchiv Mira. Maybe they're not related. We saw indications yesterday that it's certainly possible, according to some, to split the issue into two parts. So that was what Nachman was saying. Well, you think that it's only a matna Shchiv Mira, that it's imam at chazer. I mean, that's a separate issue. That's an umdana. Of course, Nachman didn't say that it's also a separate issue in the other direction, that you could still use the matna Shchiv Mira and not utilize the umdana that if it's amat chazer. What he did say is you can use the umdana that imam at chazer even if it isn't a matna Shchiv Mira. It's like the case of matna Shchiv Mira b'mikta. Fine. It's not necessarily the two are interrelated. So today the Gemara is going to actually explore exactly that issue. What would be the case where someone is clearly trying to do more than would normally be doable with the matna Shchiv Mira? And he wants to insert different ways in which this matana will work. In all kinds of different subtleties. So itma. So we start with a simple case. A matna Shchiv Mira shekatuv ba kinyan. Now remember that a matna Shchiv Mira does not need to be written. We're talking about shekatuv ba because commonly the daitiki, which is a shtar that is written about the event of a matna Shchiv Mira, it's not a shtar that has legal validity in of itself. You can't be makna things with a shtar daitiki. It's going to bring a raya that this is what happened. It's like as if we're testifying that we were there, and this guy actually was a Shchiv Mira, this is what he said, and it doesn't matter, Lamais, whether there's no shtar. I mean, we're talking about a normal case where it was written up afterwards. But even if it wouldn't be, Adam would just come and say, this is what happened. So the guy was Metzav, Bach was Visa, as a Shchiv Mira, but he made a Kenyan. So he said to us, you know what, you Adam, be Kena with this, with a Kenyan Suter. So now, he didn't need to write a Kenyan Siddur in there, because that's the whole point of a Shchiv Mira. Shchiv Mira is Kenyan. You don't really need any more to make a Kenyan. And this guy went ahead, and he also wrote a Kenyan. Did a Kenyan. We happen to have written it up in the Shtar Daiti. So, Be'rav Mishmei Rav Amri. So in the Beis HaMedrash of Rav, they said that what Rav paskened about this is that it was Arkevei Atrei Rashi. What he wanted to do is Rochvei HaRechesh, HaChashtranim. He wanted to have two royal steeds that would be carrying this in two directions, and he would have 1 foot on one, like they do in the circus, 1 foot on one horse, 1 foot on the other horse, and he's driving along. So one horse is the keach of the Shchiv Mira, and the other horse is the keach of the Kinyan Siddur that was made. And what is the point of doing such a thing? We'll see. Shmuel says, I don't know. I don't know what this guy is trying. I don't know how to paskin here. We'll see why he says this in a moment. Shmuel amar lo yadana mayadunba. So Be'rav Mishmei Rav Amrei, look, the guy is a circus performer. And he's Arkevei Atrei Rikshe. Because what he's saying is that he wants the best of both worlds. So he made a kinyan to give it to Keach of Amatnas Bori. So what he's saying is, look, if it doesn't work, I'll the din of Shchiv Mira that it would have been chal, even if I get better, I want to make it very clear that my intent is to give this over to the guy, even if I do get better. On the other hand, it's also Shi'im Amadeno Chuzer, but it's also Reikamatna Shchiv Mira. In what sense? There's things that you can do with a Matna Shchiv Mira that you can't do with a matnas bori. For instance, imama halvata laploni, right? Normally to transfer a halva would have to be b'mabad b'ma'amat shloshtam. He wants to give over a halva. So as we said earlier, since there exists with a bori, an idea of ma'amat shloshtam, the Rabbanan who gave a shchiv mira, the keach to define an analog to a real Yoresh. The same way a Yoresh is able to be Yoresh Echov and add not just the right to the lien, which you could sell, but to the actuality of the loan. So he's the one that's now in charge. Nobody can be, he's the one that owns the loan, not the lien. So here Hava Talaflon. Since he said he's doing this as a Shchibir on a Daitik, he was written up, what we're talking about is the Keach to give over a loan. So you'll say, ah, but if he gets better, it takes it back. No, no, that's the other steed. The other steed shows that he wants us to be chal under any and all circumstances. So what that means is that he's able to separate out the issues. He can still use a matnas shchibmira, and he could be mechazek that he doesn't want that anybody should think that he's being chaser if he's aimed. Shmuel says, no. Lo yadana ma'adunba. I don't know what to do with this, because the one way of looking at it is that he said initially that he wants to do this now, mitzvah machmas misa, and then he figures, yeah, but you know I didn't do a misa. I should really be makdah to him with a normal misa kinyan. He thinks he's making things better. He's making things worse. Because if his das was that he wants the Adam to be kenef for this guy, and that maybe the meaning was, he was saying, I'm giving you a tzava. If I die, you make sure that this guy gets it with a kinyan. I mean, then that's useless, because you can't make a kinyan le'achar mis, it belongs to somebody else. So then, if he meant that we should write up a shtar mecher, or he meant we should do a kinyan to give it to the guy after I die, then what he did was, he destroyed the kayach of the matnas shchibmira. He undid the matnas shchibmira. He said, no, never mind, let's make a kinyan. But that's not a kosher kinyan. So there, he's in big trouble. Because Shema lo gamar laknotova elo bishtar, maybe what he really meant was to give over the kayach of the ownership with a shtar. Now that doesn't mean with a shtar daitik, he's not an idiot, to think that a shtar daitik is the equivalent of a shtar mech. So Tosis explains in Ksuvis, this is just a lashon with a kinyan. Whatever the kinyan is, he's telling the Adam, see to it that the guy should get him with a kinyan. A shtar, whatever it is. But that kinyan would be le'achar mita. Ve'in shtar le'achar mita. There's no such thing. So Mamela, if the person now is the recipient, he's the beneficiary of this testator's supposed will, the Yorsha will say to him, excuse me, bring a raya that this was a matnas shchibmira and not an attempt to transfer this after it was already in our rishus. Until then, I'm etzimech avera l'raya. Therefore, says Shmuel, what am I supposed to do? Be beitzit for the Yorsha? I can't be beitzit for the Yorsha because I don't know what it means. Good. So now the question is, to show how subtle the issues are here, what the Gemara does is it brings a machlokas, which looks like it's on exactly the same case, and Ram and Shmuel take opposite positions. And it turns out that the subtleties of the case actually change the positions from one extreme to another. And this way it forces us to recognize what we need to look at when we come to such a case. Asks the Gemara, wait a minute, isn't this a contradiction? Rami the Rava the Shmuel the Shmuel. It's exactly the opposite of Havei Paskin. In this case, the Sholach Ravi, Mishmei de Rabbi Avo, Havei Yadei Shesholach Rabbi Elazar Legola Mishum Rabbeinu. I want it to be known by everybody. Rabbi Lazar sent a message to the entire Gola saying that what Rav Paskin is as follows. Shchiv mira, sh'amar kitvu utnu, mona leploni, umeit, ein kotvin venotnim, shemalo gamar laknotor lebishtar, vein shtar lachar mita. What? So here Rav is saying that if the Shchiv mira says, and I want this written up and given to the guy, which Rav says, wow, that's great. I thought that's what we just said. That's great. Now he's saying, I want to make it even better. I want to add something. No? In this case, he says, mamish what Shmuel said. You can't do anything because you don't know whether he's being mavat or the matnas shchibmira. He's trying now to give away the shtar. A shtar doesn't work after death. It doesn't belong to him anymore to be able to give it away. This reminds you, use it when you're alive. Once you want to tell your kids what to do with it, they'll just pay for first-class tickets with it. That's all. That was Reish Lakish's shita. Poor man lay on his deathbed. There was a half a box of cereal. He said, I can't believe it. I'm leaving over a half a box of cereal that I didn't finish. That's the attitude. Anyway, getting back to the subject. So here we have Rav Paskin exactly like Shmuel. And it gets worse. Because Rav Yehuda Paskin, no. Shmuel said to Farish, no, in that case, Kotvim v'notnim, Adarabah. It's great. Write it up. Give it to the man. That's what Rav says. How could they invert their shitas? Kasha the Rav, the Rav, Kasha the Shmuel, the Shmuel. Says Gemara, it's two completely different cases. What are you getting mixed up? Two totally different cases. The Rav, the Rav, lo Kasha. Look at what happened over here. In the first case, he actually made a kinyan, and they wrote up the kinyan in a daitik. In this case, they didn't make a kinyan. He said to them, go make a kinyan. No, come on. So therefore, there's no comparison at all. If they're making a kinyan now, Tainas Rav, what's that coming for? Why would I think making a kinyan now means I want to give it le'achar mita? All that it means is I want to be mechazek the netina of the shchiv meira. No. So then I'm riding now on two glorious steeds. 1 foot on the kinyan, 1 foot on the shchiv meira. But it's going to make things worse, going to make things better. So I'm doubling my horsepower. If a guy says, he doesn't say, I'm giving this as a matnas shchiv meira, now make a kinyan on that. He says, as a shchiv meira, I'm telling you to write this up and give it. Okay, so maybe he really did mean, I'm not using a matnas shchiv meira, I want you to write up a shtar and see to it that the guy will get it. That's like saying, write up a get and give it after I die. That's useless. So that seems to be what he's doing over here. So there, of course, Rav is made at the Shmuel. But Shmuel at the Shmuel is also lo kasha. Don't you understand that it depends how it's written? Here it's talking about where he's miyape et kocho. The psak of Shmuel had nothing to do with this. The psak of Shmuel had to do with the case where a guy says, we're giving this to so-and-so, zamat na shchiv mira, and I want to underscore my commitment to this. Just let's make a kinyan about it. So if he says, I'm underscoring my commitment to a matna shchiv meira, I'm certainly not canceling his matna shchiv meira. I'm replacing it with something else. So if he's being miyapeh, the keyach of the matna shchiv meira, he says, I want everybody to know, and I want you to realize how committed I am to this, and don't bother sending in some other kid to cry and say, what about me? Nothing's going to make a difference. Okay, whatever it is, do I know the psychological problems the guy has? The bottom line is he wants to show that this is something that is done with in his mind. So over there, absolutely, give it to the guy. Why would I think he's changing his mind? So there he's invited to Shmuel. Yosef from Nachman by Yitzchak Charedi Rav. Sorry? English. Because over there he didn't say, and I want to write up how committed I am to the matna shchiv meira. He said, I want you to write it up. So that could mean, I want you to write it up and give it to him by writing out a shtar. But you can't write a shtar le'achar mita. So the guy thinks he's making it better, but he's making it worse. Because he's substituting a different type of kinyan that won't work for the matna shchiv meira. There he's saying, don't bother kvetching. As far as I'm concerned, my mind is made up. And I'm making a kinyan to indicate my commitment to the matna shchiv meira. But it's to the matna shchiv meira. It's not an alternative. So now what happened is Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak, not to be confused with Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak was sitting in the Beit HaMidrash behind Rava, and Rava was facing Reb Nachman. And Rava had a discussion with Reb Nachman. So Yosef Rava came to Reb Nachman, and he asks Reb Nachman, is it true that Shmuel said, like we had originally said in the Machloket, Miyama Shmuel, Shema logomar laknoto elabishtar vein shtalachar mita, and therefore I don't know what to do about this, we have a big problem. But isn't it so that Omer of Yerom Shmuel Shchiv Mira, Shekatav kol nechasav la'acherim, afa pishikonu miyado? The year Shmuel Paskin, that if he writes all of his property la'acherim, and he went ahead and was Kena, the din is Amad, if he recovers, Choser, he can still take it back. In other words, don't think that the Kenyan means that now he's saying I commit myself even if I'm Amad, like Rav said. No, it's even more than Rav. Oh my God, I mean, this is the total opposite. Which Shmuel said before, I don't know what to do. Rav says, what do you mean? What's the problem, what to do? The guy's being, he's adding. And here Shmuel says, oh no, he's not adding, he's not substituting. Basically, it's just the same as it was before. And being Konu Miyado doesn't change, and this is what Reb Nachman said before. So what if you were Konu Miyado? Somebody who's Mitzaveh Machmat Mita is basically letting you know that it's all on condition that he dies. And if he doesn't die, then the whole thing is bottle. So why was he Konu? That's not my problem. Fact is, the T'nai is there. It's an Umdana. This is as opposite of the original Shmuel you could possibly say, right? Konu Miyado is Kinyan Sudar. Yeah. Nonetheless, Amad, if he gets better, he can have charata. Why? Because biyadua shelo haya kinyan ela machmat hamita, which is really what Rabbi Nachman said yesterday. The fact that you do something, if it's clear that the circumstances are, or that she said, the poor woman is dying without being able to see her brother. So then what's the difference if there are other kinyanim? And what's the difference if she was shear? So Shmuel here is saying the same thing. So you may think that you're adding, but you can't add because you didn't change the umdana. Because we know that the kinyan is only machmat mitah. Now that makes it very clear that had he died, certainly it would have been a kosher matna shchimera. And Shmuel wouldn't have said, gee, I don't know what to do. You absolutely do know what to do. You said exactly what to do. It's not that he was logomar laklot or elabishtar. So this is the exact opposite of what Shmuel said before. Now, Reb Nachman made a motion with his hand. So this is achvile biyade. Now, achvile biyade, so he showed him something with his hands, and Rava was quiet. V'ishti. Now, what exactly was achvile biyade? So the Rashbam said, it could have been achvile biyade, that he basically stuck his hands out as an indication. I have an answer to that. Oh, you know. So, yeah. Don't worry. You know, figure it out, basically. Or the achvile biyade could have been an actual sign with his hands, as if he puts his hands under something and lifts it up to say that here we're talking about where it was supportive of the kinyan of the shechina, which is the same teretz we had before, miyat peh kocho. Now, Purim Nachum Bar Yitzchak sees this very, very cryptic exchange. He's not going to say anything because he's sitting behind. I mean, you know, if you're sitting behind, you don't have a right to talk up. When the older Talmidim obviously understand what's going on. But when Rava got up, so Kikam, Rav Nachman, he said, well, what just happened? My Achvila, what was he doing? What was he showing you? Amarlei, so Rava said, no, he was explaining that was talking about a case, b'miyapet kocho, where he was committing himself to the Matna Shchimera, but not in any way substituting anything for the Matna Shchimera. Mashenke, the case where Shmuel was talking about that he says, lo yadana mayodunbe. Over there, it wasn't clear whether his intent was to strengthen the Matna Shchimera or to bring in a different kinyan, which means he wasn't giving it by Matna Shchimera, and then that kinyan won't be chaleach harmita. And what exactly do we mean, like miyapet kocho? Hechidomi miyapet kocho. Look, I mean, obviously there's an infinity of ways to, but the essential idea would be that you write these words. Ukanina mine mosif amantanta da, and we made a kinyan in addition to this matna shchivmera. Okay, so obviously if you would have said, and to underscore my intent, and I wish to highlight my commitment, and any language like that would have meant that I don't mean to substitute something for the matna shchivmera, I simply want it uncontestable. I definitely mean this, and it's like we say in a modern day, I have sound mind, and other people say, he was confused, you know what he's doing, so I want it very clear, I know exactly what I am doing, and in every will and testament, this is always an issue. Did the guy really know what he was doing? Was he under a lot of pressure? So you have to write that into a will. So the Adim need to sign that this person indeed knew exactly what he was doing. He was fully committed to it. And anyway, they'll take you to court and say you were senile, which is what they always do.
They say sound body and mind.
Sound mind and mind.
Body's not
so good. No, sounds. Not body, no.
Yeah, but being
I forgot what it being of sound mind.
Mind. And body. They mean he wasn't Borshevet.
Okay, so aren't you a lawyer? Yeah? You weren't a tax lawyer? Only an accountant. You want to now pretend that it never happened. I understand after we have two lawyers running the USA that you certainly wouldn't want to be a lawyer anymore. So, comes along now, Rav Chisda, to explain the Lashon in a particular way. Now, there are other cases that touch upon this problem. So let's say, Pshita, in a case where Katav Lezeh, and then he goes at his Katav Lezeh. So we know, as we said before, a Daitiki Mevatel a Daiti, right? So if a guy first writes all of his Nechasim to Reuven, with a typical about Nashchid Mira, and this is written up, doesn't have to be written up, but even if it's written up, and there was no giving over of the Shtar to the person, he just wrote it up. So over there, and then he writes it up to Shimon. That's the famous psak that we've been talking about all along. Hainu dechiyaser of Dini Amar, daitiki mevatel a daitiki. For sure, writing something up as a daitiki, since it's all based on about Nashchid Mira, last statements are the only one that are binding. And that's true of every last will and testament. It has to be last will and testament. So that whenever somebody can produce a will that was written after the previous will, so it's clear that I, and we actually write that in modern terms, that this is now, takes the place of any and all, you know, previous. But here we take for granted that if we have a later date of Daitiki, or the Adam say said this afterwards, there's no problem. Now, katava zikala, what about however the case where he didn't just say, I'm giving all my nechasim to Reuven. He actually is mezakeh the shtar that he writes it up in, not a shtar kinyan, mind you, but the shtar daitiki, gives it over to somebody and says, bezeichen it for this guy. So now, that's a question. What did he mean in this case? So Rav says, well, in this case, Rishon Kana, because since he was mezakeh it, so then that's like making a kinyan. It's certainly not less than being a Kenyan Suter. He writes it up and gives it over to somebody. Or if he said a Balfair, it really is a Kenyan Suter. That's what he's doing. Let's make a Kenyan. Ravitz said before that if you do that, so then you've put one foot on another steed. What's the foot on the other steed? That you want this to be binding above and beyond the Matnashchim Mira. Therefore, it was binding, says Rav. So Rishon Kana, because it's like a Matnas Bori. Now, this sounds like exactly what Ravitz said at Amud Aleph, right? That if Konami Adai, so then one steed is the Matnas Bori steed, the other steed is the ability to be Makna even alone as a Matnas Chimera. Very repetitious. Someone's going to ask. Shmuel says, no. Actually, the Sheni Kana, like a Matnas Chimera, and if he's Oymed, he's Chazer, and so on. Since he can be Oymed and Chazer, which is really what we just paskin, the last psak we had of Shmuel. Is that it doesn't matter if you make a kinyan. Who cares if you make a kinyan? All that you're doing is making a kinyan based on the same assumptions that the Matnas Chimera is based on. Namely, of impending death. So until such time it isn't chal. If he gets better, he could be chaser. And as we said before, wherever he could be chaser, he goes to give it to somebody else. Same thing. Means he wasn't binding yet. So Reika Matnas Chimera. So then that's the same machlokas. I don't understand. Why are we doing this yet? Hopefully, go b'chod hazimna. No? Why? We just had the case before. We opened up the discussion today. Matnas Chimera shekatuv b'kinyan. The opening words of our daf. Rav said X, Shmuel said Y, and we saw over there that as long as it was true in that case, he said that I don't know what to do, but then he made it clear that if it was the type of kinyan that was supportive, was miyapet kocho, so then it's miyapet kocho, but it doesn't change the fact that you could be crazy. But, okay, so now it's the same thing. All of this data is already in. I knew exactly what Rav held. I knew exactly what Shmuel held. Why are we doing this? But look about Chodesim now. We had the case of Matnas Chimera Shekatuv Bakinyan. No. It is not the same. Because Yitmar Baha, Baha Ka'amar Rav Mishum Dekonomine. Avo Baha Delo Konomine. Let's not get confused. You're saying, well, it's at least as good as a Kenyan. That's not true. Because what you did over here is you were mizaket to someone the Matnas Chimera. It's not that you made a Kenyan about the same thing that you made the Matnas Chimera, you see? And therefore, it's not the same. Because I could easily have said, well, wait a minute. In a case where a guy adds a Kenyan, so saying, and we made a Kenyan of this event. You're telling me that's the same thing as taking the statement, writing it up, and handing what was written over. What exactly in that case is the meaning of the handing it over? So maybe in that case, I would say, it's just nobody should be able to argue on it. But obviously, it's not different than any Matnas Chimera. I didn't add something to the Kayach of the Chimera. In that case, Rav would agree to Shmuel that all you're doing is you're big miyapet kocho. If you bring me up at Kochor, Shmuel said, okay, but still im amat chozer, in which case, not only amat chozer for yourself, but amat chozer to decide to give it to somebody else. Why not? That's what I would have thought. Ava b'hadalo kanumine, ema modi leil Shmuel. So now we're zeroing in more carefully, even, than what we did initially, to show that you can reverse your shito. Because over there is a gross difference. Over here it's a subtle difference. Because initially it strikes you that the handing over of something is essentially a kinyan suter. What else is it? The mashman, it's not true. It's a whole different type of thing that you're doing, possibly. Comes along Rav to say that no, the fact is that if you're adding something unnecessarily, this was always the yesod of Rabbi Akiva in other circumstances, that there's no such thing as just playing games. Somebody's doing something, it's meant to achieve something. So therefore, he wants really to add the fact that he can't be chayzer. So I would have thought, now, let's say we have only this case. On the other hand, but if you're going to tell me the case only here, in the second case, where we took the ksiva and we gave it over to him, so then I would say, okay, maybe there Shmuel said that we should give it a din of a simple matna shchimira. In that case where you actually did a kinyan, not just gave over the actual ksiva, so then ema modele l'rav. It's very possible that he would have agreed to Rav, that what you're trying to do is to give more. Therefore, tzricha, we need to have, therefore, both cases. Now, l'maisa, all of the discussion that we just had was all said over the way we said it in surah. But, besura matnohachi, but bepumbedita matnohachi. In pumbedita, they had another version. According to this version, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba said that shokalemi be Rav l'shmuel, they sent now a she'ela from the Beis HaMedrash of Rav to Shmuel when he was the Gadol, was alive. Yelamdenu rabbeinu shchimera shekatav konach hasev la'acherim. In a case where he writes now all of his nechasim, and he also, v'konumi yadav, that besides giving it over, he not only does that, but he also does a kinyan. Now, what's the halacha in such a case? Because over there, we need to know whether it can be chayzer or not be chayzer, since he did two things, basically. So, one way of understanding this discussion, which the Rashbam rejects, but he says that some claim that this is a new start of the sugya. In other words, starting at the top of Amud Aleph, where we had the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, in which Shmuel was the one who said that he doesn't know what to do. So this turned out now to be a problem. So because of the fact that later on he says beferish that be a duah shloi kinyan lachabismis, and then afterwards he says over here that in fact he knows exactly what to do, that it would be a good matnas shchibira, right? So we had to explain it away and explain the difference between miyapet kocho. But if we say it this way, so then it turned out that Shmuel said lachatchila what he ends up saying later, namely that ein acher matana acher kinyan klum. Problem is, as Rashbam points out, you're still not going to get away from the fact that we've got a stira, because over there Shmuel said, according to Rav Yoram, Shmuel said biyadua shelo hayu kinyan al machmat mita, and here he's saying that no, the kinyan is absolute. So that for sure, says Rashbam, is not what the other story over here is in Pumbedita. The story in Pumbedita is referring only to the very last piece over here. And the other issues stand exactly as we said it. We said that Rav and Shmuel argue about a case where you were kotev, and then you were mezakeh to one, and then you were mezakeh the other. So that's the way we had it. Now that was in Surah, that the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel was talking about whether it was a ksiva, and then he was mezakeh what he had written. But in Pumbedita, they had a different case, that Shmuel was responding to a case where he was both mezakelo and konamine. So over there, since he does over here, it says he's in a yocholachso. So that would mean that he can't change his mind. And we don't say that, well, maybe he really meant to give it in a shtar, because he was also koneh and also gave him the shtar. So if that's the case, you can't say that it's only miyapa kocho. So you have to say over there, as Shmuel is made, that really is a full matona, the same as a matona that would be done by a bori. So sover mine initially, now everybody thought that that meant that he can't change his mind about who to give it to. But it certainly doesn't mean that he's giving up on the whole idea of a matna shchimira. It's just a stronger chizik of the matna shchimira, but it's still based on an understanding that a matna shchimira itself is always, by definition, a matana that is given to you to be chozer with. Because the truth is that that was, if you think about it, Shmuel's entire machlokas with Rav Lachatchila, where Rav was saying that there's such a thing as dividing the issues in the matna shchimira. Because the matna shchimira can still be made in such a way that you're mechazik it so that it will not be chayzer in case he doesn't die, but it's still a matna shchimira, and you could still use it to give over Yerusha. And that, fundamentally, Shmuel disagreed with. According to Shmuel, it's built in the relationship. The Chachomi made the takon of matna shchimira where a person is giving something only under the assumptions of his impending death. But if he doesn't have those assumptions, so that it was a matna, it was b'miktsas, or he doesn't care and he's giving it over now in such a way that he would expect it to stand because he's taking care of himself, that's not a Matnas Shribin right. The only way to do that is by giving him a Matnas Bori. So it's an either-or situation. The case that Shmuel said before there is he's not sure what he wanted to do. But had I known what he would wanted to do, if I would have known it was a Matnas Shribin, I would have been a Matnas Shribin, would have been Chayser. So here they also thought that in this latest thing, that what Shmuel was saying is that all he's done has been Mechazik himself, the Kenyan of the Shchivmira, Legabe, deciding that the Daitiki could go to someone else. But he certainly is not going outside of the realm of Shchivmira. That's not really a Matnas Bori. And if he dies, if he rather gets better, so then the whole thing is Chayzer. Omar lo Rav Chista, no, that's not what Shmuel was saying. Because Ki Asur Vuna Mikufri, Pirsha, he explained, Ravuna explained that what Shmuel said was that it didn't matter whether it's Bein La'atzmo or Bein La'acherim. He's saying that Ein Achamatana Kolum in any sense, meaning that it really is a Matnas Bori and it isn't a Matnas Shchimera at all. And there was an actual Maisa where we could see that, as Rav Chista said, that it's not an underscoring of the din of Matnas Shchivmira and just not allowing you to be issuing a new daitiki. Because it was a case of Ahud Ekonomine. There was a guy who was a Shchivmira, and he did exactly this. That was, he gave him the daitiki together with a kinyan. And then he got better. So he wanted, he was tithing that he was only giving it because he was Metzava Machon Mita, and that he's a Shchivmira, has a right to come back. So also the Kami, get it back. Also the Kami to Ravuna. So he comes to Ravuna. So Ravuna said to him, look, you know, my Avid Lach, you're too smart for your own good. You cannot have Charot at all because you did not give a typical Matna Shchivmira. If all you wanted to do to underscore, you could have done a Kinyan. Or you could have gone ahead and you could have had it written down and given it to him. But you did both. If you did both, that means that you're basically saying that you want this to be chal now as a real matnas bori. And therefore, and again, this is completely consistent with the way that we just, Rav Chista was quoting Ravuna. So we paskin halacha lemaisa, like Shmuel, which means that we have now a new insight into Shmuel. So in other words, according to Shmuel, if you went ahead and you gave now an actual ksiva, and then you ask the Adam to go make a Kenyan for him. So Shmuel says, that's not a Matnas Shchivmira Bechlal. That is, as we just saw, an actual Matnas Bori. But in terms of a Matnas Shchivmira, where you went ahead and you gave a Kenyan, so then it depends. If the idea over there is that you're giving it in order to be Miyapa Yado, Miyapa Kocho, so the way you say it is that I want to highlight my commitment to this Matnas Shchivmira. So if that's the case, then it still is a Matnas Shchivmira, because by definition, according to Shmuel, the only place where you have a Matnas Shchivmira is where you can be Chayzer in the case that you didn't die. Mashenke, where you stam made a kinyan and you didn't say, I want to be mechazik the Matnas Shchivmira, there Shmuel is misupak whether that's his intent to give a Matnas Shchivmira or whether he really changed his mind. So he was giving him a Matnas Shchivmira and he said, you know what, let's be kena, meaning let's be kena even la'achar misa, which of course can't be done. So you have to carefully analyze the way in which it was done. So if, again, the language indicates yipui kocho, so then according to Shmuel, it's a strong Matnas Shchivmira, but it's still only because it's being mitzvah machmas misa. If it's unclear, and Shmuel says any idea, I simply don't know what the guy's intent was, so I can't take it out of the hands of the Yorshim because maybe he was trying to give a kinyan that was la'achar mita. If he does not only a kinyan or not only the ksiva mesira of the daitiki, but he does both, there Shmuel says, look, this guy is very strongly trying to avoid getting caught up in the ability to get it back. He wants to make sure it's given. In that case, we're talking about a Matnas Bori. Ashenkin, according to Rav, Rav holds that there's no contradiction between making a kinyan, which is an actual chizuk to be chal, through a Matnas Shchivmira that cannot be chayzer, but it's still using a Matnas Shchivmira to transfer things that normally wouldn't be able to be transferred if it weren't a Matnas Shchivmira. So according to him, there's always, we always look at that one additional point, not two additional points, but one additional point, as taking something out of the realm of the Shchivmira alone. So whether it would be a kinyan, a typical Shchivmira, I mean, so whether it would be a kinyan or whether it would be the ksiva and handing it over, it's something that he intends to make certain is not going to be changed, either in terms of the daitiki, where he wrote it as a daitiki, gave it to one person and tried to give it to another, or in terms of himself, where there was ekonomia.
Itma. Matnas Shchivmira. Shekatu ba kinyan, berav mishpe de rav amri artvei atrei rikshe. Shmuel omer, oh, I don't know now what to do. So berav mishpe de rav amri artvei atrei rikshe, you're saying I wanted to be able to have the power of Matnas Bori, and I wanted to have the power of Matnas Shchivmira.
Whereas at the same time, I'm using the mechanism of a matnas shchimira. And therefore, as a halva'a, which I wouldn't be able to give as a matnas bari, I can even give imamar halva'ato leploni, halva'ato leploni. So according to Rav, there's no pigam in a matnas shchimira, even if it can't be chayzer. Shmuel, on the other hand, Amar, lo yadana mayodin ba, shem b'lo gamar lak toto lo b'shtar v'en shtar l'achar b'ita. V'rami d'rava d'rava shmuel ha d'shmuel. The Sholok Le Ravin Mishved Rabbi Abohu. Have a Yadei Shesholok Rabbi Lazar Legola Mishum Rabbeinu. Shchiv Mera Shamar. Kitvu Utnu Mana Laploni V'meit. Ein Kotvim V'notnim. Shema Lo Gamar Lak Toto Lo Bishtar V'im Shtar Lachar Mita. V'yom Rabbi Yonam Shmuel Hilchata Kotvim V'notnim. Kasha the Rav the Rav Kasha the Shmuel the Shmuel. No, the Rav the Rav Lo Kasha. Ha the Kanumine Ha the Lo Kanumine. So what's the meaning of this? This vague statement of do it afterward. The Shmuel Ad Shmuel Lo Kasha B'miyapet Kocho Yativ Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Kori the Rava V'yativ Rava Kamida Rav Nachman V'kaboy Mine Mi Amar Shmuel Shema Lo Gamar Lako Toh Elo B'Shtar V'en Shtar Lachar Mita. Therefore, I can't do anything for you. It says exactly the opposite. Amar Rav Yer Amar Shmuel Shemirah Shkatab Kol Nechasev Lacherim Af Al Pi Shekanu Miyado. He still has the Matnas Shemirah. And it's Omad Choser, because Biyadua, Shelo Haya Kinyan Ela Machmat Amita. I thought Shmuel was saying he doesn't even have the Matnas Shchimira. V'ach Bilei Biyade V'ishtik. So he come, Omer Nachma Yitzchak L'Rova, what was going on? Mayach V'lecha. Omar Lei, he was saying, Bimi Apet Kocho. For instance, what would that be? Hechidam Bimi Apet Kocho. Omer Chiste. Well, like, let's say he writes, Ukanina Mine Mosif Al Matan Tada. Now look, Pshita, if he was Katav Lezeh, Katav Lezeh. And that's all. He didn't make any additional kinyon. Okay, that's the famous Psak Yasur of Dimi, Omar Daiteke, Mevatala Daiteke. My question is, if he wrote in a kinyon, he was Mizake, right? Vezicha Lezeh, and now he writes a second one, Katav Vezicha Lezeh. So Rav says, well, he made a kinyon, Rishon Kana, which seems to be Rav's Psak, like we had before. The Kenyan is the steed of a Matnas Bari. But Shmuel Amar, no, the Sheni Kana, because it's only a Matnas Shchimira. So Rav Amar Rishon Kana, it's a Matnas Bari. Shmuel Amar Sheni Kana, Reka Matnas Shchimira, because Biyodua, Shlo Haya Kinyan Ela Machmat Mita. Says the Gemara, so it's the same thing. Then we say, but Matnas Shchimira, Shekatu Bakinyan, the opening sugya. No. Over here, there was no konamine. There was giving him over the shtar. So, bahadalo konamine, maybe it'd be made to Shmuel that it could be chaser if he's aimed. Vitmar baha, bahakama Shmuel, avabach, aimam baidi leila rav, that he's giving now a matnas bori. Therefore, tricha. Besura matnohachi. Badita matnohachi. I'm revir me baraba. Shochalem ibe rav leshmul yilam deinu rabenu. Shchiv mera shekatav kon dechasav liacherim. The kanumi ado mau shalach lahu in achar kinyan klum, which they thought meant you can't change your mind who you're giving it to because you're a mechazik the daitiki, but it doesn't mean that it isn't a matnas shchiv mera, and a matnas shchiv mera means that if he doesn't die, he takes it back. Avala atzmolo, omalei Rav Chista kiyata Rav Huna mikufrei pirsha, bein laatzmo, bein laacherim. And indeed, ahud ekonmine, and he comes now, ato lakamle Rav Huna, and he wants it back. Oh, no, what am I supposed to do? Lo akniyata kidamaku inshe. You added a different kinyan. A different kinyan is about that's bori, and therefore there's no din of even going to Shmuel, biyadua. There's no biyadua here. You substituted another Kenyan.